Joe Buttweiler is the man in charge of the big build-out for broadband here in Cook County for Arrowhead Electric. And to date, Arrowhead's constructed over 385 miles of fiber optic cable. And Joe Buttweiler joins us to talk about what's up next. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Jay.
And what is up next? That's a lot of fiber optic, but how are you doing with the weather and all that? Is that holding you back?
Well, the weather is holding us back a little bit. We were hoping we would have a spring like we did last year and we could start construction in early March, but that hasn't happened. We do have a little bit of spring fever, though, and we do have our first construction crew rolling into Cook County this week. And they're going to start work in the city of Grand Marais this week. We'll have a person splicing fiber optic cable up on the poles, and we'll have a crew running the fiber optic drop cables, which is the line that runs from the road or the alleyway to the home, mm-hmm. and starting to do those installs. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, what about all the snow?
Well, the snow is a bit problematic, but that's why we're having them work in Grand Marais, as we have lots of plowed roads and alleyways, and the distance the construction crews need to tromp through the snow is a lot less within the city limits than it is out in the rural parts of Cook County, of course. So we're hoping that their production numbers will be higher in the city than they would elsewhere in Cook County.
Well, the next thing you're going to face is mud. as you probably know, I don't know whether that's as debilitating as snow or not.
You know, the mud isn't debilitating, but it does prevent us from really getting a lot of production, because when the equipment goes through, of course, it can leave tracks and it can damage county roads. And so we work real closely with Cook County and the Highway Department, and we want to maintain a good relationship with them. And, of course, we don't want to damage any of the roads that we're all driving on every day. And driveways, for that matter. So we just have to, it's kind of a cat and mouse game where we need our contractor to be ready to go and have an army of construction workers and equipment. But at the same time, we can't give them a firm start date because of the weather.
By your best estimate, where will we be by fall?
By fall of this year, we would hope that if we do get spring to come, we would have a vast majority of all construction completed. That includes the drops to the homes everywhere in Cook County. We would hope that we would have our backhaul. That's the line down to Duluth that we're so patiently waiting for. And, in fact, that does have a little bit of progress. There is a light at the end of the tunnel with that line, which is real good news. There's no dates as to when it's going to happen yet.
What do I need to do if I haven't signed up?
If you haven't signed up, call our office, 663-7239. We're happy to get you on the list. If we've already constructed in an area where you own property, we'll still work with you. Where you'll be at the end of the project, we'll come through and make one last sweep through Cook County, but you'll still get service.
Describe what it is that people need to have for you.
Sure. Well, in addition to calling our office, you could go onto our website and download a form, and it just gives us name, property address, phone numbers, and then we're asking for some information specific to your property, that you provide us a little sketch of your property that shows where your driveway is, where your well is, if you know how any private power lines or phone lines or septic lines are run, just to help our contractor identify anything so we can cause, you know, the least impact on people's property as possible.
What am I going to get?
We're committed to high-speed internet. And that's higher speed internet than anything that's available in Cook County today or the foreseeable future by anyone else. Traditional landline phone service and high definition TV service, cable TV service. Those will be the first three products that we offer. And, you know, after that and after those services are up and running, I'm sure we'll look to add more value to the fiber optic network in Cook County as we see fit and as members and residents in Cook County ask us to.
So, of course, the inevitable question is, how close are we to finding out what this is going to cost?
We're pretty close. I admit we're holding things kind of close to our chest, but that's really it's this TV service. We're really trying to pin that down, and we understand what the prices are in Cook County today, and as a cooperative, we're looking to provide a service that's better, if you will, than services available in Cook County today, and we need to be competitive with the existing services. So, you know, we're going to provide a good value service to everyone. In the future, we'll be sending out another mailing that talks about how you can actually sign up
Okay. What do I have to do at my home? I mean, the drop line is there, but it's got to go someplace, right? I mean, so there's a box or something that...
Mm-hmm. So, and that box that goes on the outside of your home has some restrictions as to where it can be placed because mm-hmm. of some electrical requirements, but we'll work with you on that, and if you could indicate that on your site sketch if you haven't sent that in already. But then the mailing that we send out in the future to property owners will have information as to how we'll wire the inside of your home and the options available to you and how we'll schedule that installation inside the home with you.
Good luck with the weather.
Thanks. Thanks, spring.